It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
You're so dumb.
I am Optimus Prime.
That's pretty good. Opti-dumbass is what you are.
I am Optimus Dumbass.
I'd watch that movie.
I am here. Autobots engage.
I'm a dumbass. Anyway, I don't know what we should talk about today.
Yeah? You got anything there in the
Oh, here's a good one. How many times can you use a towel before washing it?
I don't know. My wife washes them.
I use it probably at least three times. Like at home,
well,
if I get
thing.
A towel.
When do you use it? When you're clean.
Yeah, after you're clean. That's what I don't get. It's your body is clean, and you're wiping off. The only thing I think of is like, okay, is there bacteria? Probably bacteria on the towel because it's in the bathroom.
Do you have a towel that you use just for you as a personal towel, if you will?
Ooh, look at this. No, I just use a bunch of different ones. Yeah. The only ones I won't use, and I hate it, like if I'm backed up on laundry, and it's like beach towels, because those suck.
They're terrible.
Oh, dude, they're awful.
Here's what you do, Brock. You drop, before we get to this next part, drop $40, maybe $50, and get that microfiber towel.
A ShamWow?
The older.
You want me to get a ShamWow?
It's kind of like an oversized ShamWow. But, dude, I'm telling you, you just look at that thing and you're dry.
No, I'm not dropping that money because I can go to Walmart and get a towel for $2 and it's fine.
Nah.
Yeah.
Crappy towel. See, that's
I ain't jerking off into a $40 towel, for God's sake.
You should try it because it's nice. It's fantastic. You know what? One girl stole one of those towels from my parents' house after we went in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Dude, my mom lost her mind.
Yeah.
She's like, you have any idea?
Yeah.
How hard it was to find that how much it was?
Jeez, that's why you don't buy.
And then I looked him up, and I'm like, damn.
That's why you don't buy expensive towels. Not knocking your mom. I love her. She's a dear, sweet lady.
Yeah.
But no, you can get $2 towels at Walmart,
and you can buy the same, dude.
You can buy 10 towels.
Yeah,
that's 10 days of showers with a fresh towel each time.
10 wash rags, basically, man. You need that microfiber.
No, I'm not. There's no way. I'm not doing it. It's the stupidest thing.
The reason it's a thing.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You've never even tried.
I'm not gonna sham. Oh, I'm really dry right now. This is amazing. They actually do have an answer for it. The magic number 3.
Oh, yeah.
That's about what I do. And then you're like, it's probably time.
Yeah.
And then it turns into the hand towel.
Right. Yeah, the hand towel.
Yeah.
How about this? My towels do get dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it's from? My teeth. Can you figure that out?
Do you wipe your teeth off on the towel?
I do. After I brush my teeth, I go to the towel and I wipe my teeth off. Yeah. It happens. What? Don't look at me like I'm a psycho. A lot of people do that.
Nobody does that.
Yes, they do.
I mean, I'll dab my mouth.
What do you wipe your mouth with then?
The towel, but I don't go on the teeth. Yeah. They're clean.
Yeah, you wipe your mouth off with the towel.
You're disgusting. I'm
never touching teeth though.
I'm not touching you, but they're clean. You're not doing any good. They're already clean.
You're taking the extra.
No, you just brushed them.
Don't give me any advice, mister. I've never flossed in my life.
The flossing's been proven. It doesn't do any good.
No, it's not proven.
That's the dentist in cohorts with the flossing industry. They're getting kickbacks.
You know what?
One
of these days, I'm going to bring some floss, and we're going to find out how much stuff you have in between your teeth.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, damn. Right.
I brush my teeth.
No, see, listen to me. For God's sake, listen to me for a second. When you brush your teeth, you're pushing the shit inside of in between your teeth. That's why they have floss, Brock. So the residual that goes in between your teeth, you floss out.
So here's a fun little thing. There was an Aboriginal tribe in Australia, and they did a study on them. And when they before the white man came, this tribe that they found had perfect teeth, no cavities, nothing. All right? It's just basic from their diet and then also just basic brushing. They didn't floss, nothing like that. Not a cavity in sight.
So what are you saying? If they floss, they would have bad teeth?
No. But I'm saying, though, you don't need to floss. As long as you brush twice a day.
We need a dentist on the phone. And you know what? An honest dentist. Of course he's going to tell you to floss. Now, you know what? An honest dentist would tell you to floss. A dishonest one would tell you not to, so you got to visit him 4 times a year.
Yeah. No, I brush, and then I go to the dentist for my annual cleanings.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about this?
Yeah.
How about this? One of these days, I'll bring some floss, and if you find anything in between any of your teeth, then you win.
Wait, if I do find stuff in between my teeth, I lose.
Win.
You win. Yeah.
I win.
Well, I'm sure there's stuff in there, but it's not enough. These teeth are rock solid, man. And I never, ever, ever, ever floss.
Where's that stuff going?
It's just stupid. Flossing is so dumb.
No, it's not.
The only time floss is good is if you got popcorn in your teeth. But otherwise, no. Brushing suffices. And then you swish around a little mouthwash.
See, you got to try it. And then once you see all this stuff there, you're going to be like, damn, dude, he's right.
No.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I looked up, is flossing necessary? All right. I recently read there's no evidence that flossing prevents cavities or gum disease. Is there any reason to keep doing it? You're right. There have been no studies in which volunteers were randomly assigned two groups, one to floss daily and one to refrain from flossing, where the groups were followed over time. At the same time, there have been no randomized controlled studies on smoking. But yes, there has been studies on smoking. This is stupid. Let's see. Multiple experts.
See, here's another thing. I'm not necessarily flossing my teeth. I mean, yeah, for cleanliness, obviously. But you know, the real reason I floss my teeth is to keep them as white as they can. Because I do smoke. I don't drink coffee.
But
anymore.
Flossing doesn't help with whiteness.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
100%.
No, it does not.
100%.
No, the flossing in the middle is not going to make
easy
your...
analogy. How do you know you don't floss?
Flossing has nothing to do
Here's
with.
Here's a great analogy: polishing your shoes.
Yeah, but you're not. That's what you do.
What do they
do?
What do they do? They brush them, your shoes, and then they floss them.
That's still just
that's polishing your teeth.
That is not. That's just like taking a different toothbrush over top. No. Does flossing
whiten your teeth?
Make your teeth whiter? Although flossing may not make teeth whiter, it can help keep white teeth from yellowing or getting rid of food particles or preventing. It doesn't make them whiter, though. So you have white teeth, but it's not. No, you're wrong.
No, I'm not
And
wrong.
I'm not completely right.
No, I'm keeping my teeth white because I don't have a bunch of shit in between them.
That doesn't, no. What it may be around the edges. It'll keep from maybe some, like, in the nooks and crannies. But here, I don't floss, and my teeth are fine. They're
fine.
Let me see it. Look at it.
No, I mean, they're not yellow.
No receding gums.
They're not yellow.
No receding gums.
But they could
gums.
Be whiter, probably.
Well, yeah, but then I'd have, which, by the way, too, if you're whitening your teeth with, like, all that stuff, that's terrible for them.
Yeah,
it's terrible
it's
for
killing
them.
Killing the enamel.
It takes away the enamel and all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, no.
I think you should try it.
Flossing's stupid.
I think you should try it, bro.
I'm never going to floss. Never going to floss.
Let me guess. Let me fucking guess. And if you fucking have one,
guess.
I swear to God.
Just fucking guess. Just fucking do it.
You have a mechanical toothbrush, don't you?
No, I don't.
No?
Do you think I'm going to pony up for a mechanical toothbrush?
But it vibrates all the stuff out of your teeth.
I buy dollar toothbrushes because as long as you brush for 2 minutes at a time.
Are they soft or are they firm?
I like medium. I don't get super firm because it just rips your gums up. And soft just feels like nothing.
I basically get the metal ones, dude.
Yeah?
I'm at the firmest
See, and
brush.
Actually, too, you can be too rough on your gums with the really firm toothbrushes.
But
your
you
teeth
know
are all going to fall
no,
out.
No,
You're
no,
doing it all
no.
right.
Here's another great point that I'm about to make.
Uh-huh.
You know why my teeth don't bleed or my gums don't bleed?
Huh.
When I'm brushing them with a very firm toothbrush, it's because I floss my teeth. It's because my gums are already taking a beating.
My teeth don't bleed or my gums don't bleed.
Because you have a pussy-ass soft toothbrush. So you don't have a firm toothbrush. Will you take this bet? If I bring some floss in and we find anything in between your teeth,
you
gotta start flossing.
There's probably I'm never gonna floss. No, it's
well,
a,
then
it's a
you
fool's
have to
errand.
You have to admit that I'm right.
No,
why?
I'm never gonna admit that.
Why?
Because you don't need to floss. You don't need to floss. There's a reason why you.
Why
can get,
wouldn't you take that bet?
There's a reason why you can go to the dentist and they can do it twice a year. Is all you need to do at the dentist. That's
God.
All you gotta do. They'll get it all.
You might as well say take a bath twice a year then.
That's the dumbest thing
no,
you've
it's not.
Ever said. And also, too, you know, another good thing is I have naturally active, I have very good saliva ducts, mm-hmm. and saliva is great for protecting your teeth.
Yeah.
That's why you don't want to really dry. If you got a really dry mouth, it leads to bad breath and tooth decay.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure your mouth is well lubed.
So that's the reason you don't, overactive saliva glands.
I don't have to. My teeth are great. I haven't had
You're
a cavity.
Just making shit up. Now.
I haven't had a cavity in forever. Perfect. Don't need to
take the bet.
No.
If I bring in floss and we find stuff in me, all you
I'm
have to
sure.
do is say, you know what, honey, you were right. There's stuff.
I'll put it to bed. I guarantee there's stuff in between my teeth. You can't get everything. However, I'm still not going to fucking floss.
How about this? How about I bring some floss in, you floss, and then I'll floss.
Uh huh.
And then we'll compare of what we find in between our teeth.
No, that's not true. I do floss right before I go to the dentist.
Yeah, see? Why would you do that?
Just because I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear the condescending tone.
Well, if you
the dentist, like, sir, you've been flossing. Like, yes, actually, I have. I did it right before I came
here.
Well,
if you didn't have to floss, it shouldn't be an issue.
Right now, our teeth are perfectly fine. My teeth are golden. This is a dead tooth, and guess what? Fine. It's not yellow. It's not falling out. You know why? Because my teeth are so strong.
No, it's because it's fake. It's fake.
It's a fake tooth.
Your fake tooth can't go yellow.
You don't need to floss fake teeth, buddy.
Gosh.
I actually, you know what does? I love how we started on towels and now we're yelling at each other about flossing. There is a part of me that does find dentures very appealing.
Do you take them out and clean them?
Just take them out and put them next to your nightstand.
You know what, though? It's something about dentures is just, they look real, but they don't.
No. Well, no.
Have you seen Steve-O?
Because you see, well, of course, anybody. I mean,
he's got a mouthful of Tic Tacs, dude.
Or that old guy that's right, just.
Mr.
It's like,
Wilson?
Yeah. Chiclets in his mouth. All right. But unfortunately, though, dentures are super expensive. Or you could do, like Ben Affleck. Did I ever tell you about Ben Affleck? He literally, a director told him that he'll never be a leading man because he's got, his teeth are too small.
Oh.
So he literally got all of his teeth on the top.
Can you imagine, dude?
Like, file, and he did, like, the screws and everything. So, like, they're permanent teeth. But he did, dude, that's like a $50,000 procedure.
Yeah. Could you imagine, though? I mean, have you ever had your wisdom teeth pulled?
No, I never have. Because I don't need to, because my teeth are perfect.
Right. Yeah.
This man start doesn't
flossing.
Need to floss.
Start flossing, for God's sake. I had my wisdom teeth removed, and they kind of knock you out. You're still, like, conscious, but you can't feel anything.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure, you can feel that. You can hear the pop, the cracks, and the drill. Dude, imagine that with all of your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't imagine going to a dentist and have him yank out every single tooth out of my head and then put screws into my gums, which sounds fucking excruciating.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think you're awake for any of this.
But then what if you wake up and you're like, damn, those are too big.
Well, you got to get used to it. Have you ever gotten like a filling done and then your mouth, you're like, oh, it's a foreign object in your mouth. And you got to get used to it.
Kind of got that with braces when I had braces. Yeah. You know, just it's just weird.
Yeah, see, I never had braces, never flossed.
Yeah.
So who's the winner
now? It
doesn't
have anything to do with
who's
flossing.
Who's the winner now? I think it does. I think it has everything to do with flossing.
What, so you floss your baby teeth and now you're...
Yeah, whatever. Dork with your braces.
Look at you. You're just talking. You're just bringing stuff. You're reaching so hard. I'm bringing some floss in, bro.
Bring it.
Yeah.
Bring your wasteful floss.
I'm going to bring some floss in, and we're going to have a little black mat, and you're going to cover
it
with white shit. That's
the only time I floss is to get your mom's pubes out of my...
Oh, my God. You're such... You're... Damn you.
So what did we learn today, kids?
Floss.
Three times is all you need to use for a towel, and then you got to wash it, because then the bacteria builds up.
Yeah.
I love it. This is good. I didn't know what we were going to talk about, but this is perfect. This is perfect. And also, too,
I hope your teeth fall.
No wonder I'm so much smarter. I still got my wisdom teeth in. That's why you're so dumb.
Right.
You got your wisdom pulled out.
Oh, my God. Floss your teeth, kids. Don't listen to this
My
moron.
Teeth are never going to fall out.
Yeah.
I'm going to have these beautiful pearly whites forever.
No, they're all going to fall out after I punch you in the mouth.
Good luck flossing when you don't have any teeth. After you eat that knuckle sandwich.
I'll be giving my mom gum jobs.
At least the pubes won't get stuck. Oh, God. I think we should end on that note.
I think so.
I think that's a good note to end on. All right, everybody. Thank you so much.
My mom listens to these.
Oh,
two.
No!
She does.
I'm sorry. I'm kidding. I love you so much. All right. We'll see you guys next time on the After Show Podcast.